Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're now into hour number two, coming up in a few minutes. Headline opinions on end of days, Illuminati get man fired. The Knoxville general manager of Chronology Inc. was fired after repeatedly appeared in local media espousing his beliefs in the coming apocalypse and a shadowy, all-powerful secret organization called the Illuminati, or Satan's Roundtable is what I'd call them. That'd be a good name for a book. Mine, Satan's Roundtable, not yours. Okay, and let's go ahead and go through a smattering of calls here. Patrick in Maryland, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi.
Here's something that has concerned me over the last several months. As you know, the Gun Control Act of 1968 was modeled after and plagiarized from the Nazi Gun Control Act of 1938.
Actually the Versailles, the Weimar Republic Gun Control Act of 28, and then Hitler just expanded it and used it, you're right, in 38.
Okay, here's why I would like
to
know.
Senator Dodd was on the Nuremberg, and I actually have the copies of this, his letters. He was on the Nuremberg trial, and he heard about this Gun Control Act, and he had about five words changed, and yes, our gun control law is the German law.
Okay, now what I would like to know is this. Do you happen to know if the two Patriot Acts and some of the collateral anti-terrorism acts have been derived from, modeled after, or plagiarized from Nazi laws? Soviet Union laws?
No. Soviet Union, yes. Yes. They've even hired the former head of the KGB, former head of the East German Stasi. This is not a joke, folks, to consult. And, it is just classical police state, yes.
Do you happen to know where I can get further information, like a comparison of these Soviet laws along with the Patriot Act laws? I mean, the parallels and similarities.
Well, whereas the 28 Weimar Republic, or Weimar Republic properly now pronounced, law is word for word except for a general heading, five words are changed. Other than that, then you look at Soviet laws, it's just they're modeling and consulting off of that and using models that worked. I don't know of specific instances where the Russian or the Slavic was translated directly over to English, but we know they're consulting and doing that.
You don't think they drafted some of this, perhaps some communist Chinese laws or maybe fascist Italian laws, too?
Well, it's not our first rodeo either. I mean, tyrants just write laws themselves.
That's true.
Okay. Listen, thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. JR in New York. JR, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Hi. Happy slave product season.
Yes.
And
I'm going to run out and get in as much debt as possible to buy them.
Yeah, exactly. And, I wanted to ask you, Alex, if you, I don't know if you can discuss this, if you had any, recent information on the status on the four-star general Kevin Burns.
No, we don't know. We've tried over and over again to get him. Very mysterious case of him being fired. He was about to retire, and we don't know what happened with him.
Well, do you guys have any information on what's going on inside the Pentagon? Or I just, I'm just curious to see what's going on within the ranks,
Massive resistance, contrary to what we hear every 10 seconds. The troops all love it. Morale's really high. Everything's great. Then the official internal reports come out, and it's just, we've never had morale this low in our entire history. Everything's falling apart. But meanwhile, national news, the troops are absolutely loving it. Everything's wonderful.
And I also just wanted to mention to anybody who's in the New York tri-state area, please come by every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. to St. Mark's Church in the East Village of Manhattan for ny911truth.org, 911 Truth Meetings. We're making good progress, and we're getting things done. So it's ny911truth.org. Thank you very much, Alex.
Thank you, sir. You guys keep it up. Sorry I'm cutting you so short, the callers, because I kind of ran on in the last hour. A little bit upset hearing that talk show host say torture was wonderful and fake news was American. When we get back, we'll talk to our very special guest. Stay with us.
The
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law, 1-888-253-3139, or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Last Friday, I talked about cases where prominent members of the community, because we know the government always pushes around people with criminal records or folks that are poor. That is more criminal elements the government do. But prominent people, you know, you put up a little sign in your yard saying our judicial system's a joke. A judge doesn't like it 20 miles away, has people come arrest you for it. Or you hand out a video of a Ron Paul speech on the floor of the House, off C-SPAN. And you give the state police a copy of that along with one of my videos, and they charge you and say it's a terrorist document and try to put you in jail for 6 years. With two different charges for 2.5 years, so that's not true, 5 years. Kelly Rushing, by the way, we reposted that article last Friday when I talked about that. And the jury found him not guilty. The point is, the police actually wanted to put Kelly Rushing in Lyon County, Kentucky, in jail. No criminal record, upstanding member of the community. His family is prominent in the community. He's a middle-aged gentleman himself. I mean, even good old boys that are known. Well, Kelly, you gave us a congressman speech talking about neocons. You're going to have to go to jail, boy. Again, it shows a total divorced, separated mindset from reality, from what America is, from what our founding fathers fought for. I mean, the British didn't do that until the war actually started. I mean, that is Soviet Union. But I know of 7 cases, because we've documented them, posted them on the website, talked about them, where listeners, people I know personally in several of the cases, went to InfoWars.com during lunch at Dell Computers, which you're allowed to do. But no porn, no hacking, no gambling, what is it, porn, hacking, gambling, and hate. Those are the four categories. And it's automatically flagged. And again, what's on my site? WorldNet Daily, New York Times, most of it's mainstream. And then we write our own articles about it. You know, we interview a congressman, and then we post what the interview was about. Bob Barr last Friday says Bush is more anti-gun than Clinton, and that he may create martial law and put us in camps. I mean, you know, basically that's what Ron Paul said, too. Okay, I mean, so shoot me, I'm bad. And Dell Computer will fire you. You call up, you got a major firearm company, and you want to buy a computer from Dell, they will not sell it to you, but they've now changed the policy, at least supposedly on the service, and they will notify Homeland Security on you. Because guns are illegal, according to them. They're not illegal. So they're already changing the mindset. And we cannot cower to this. If we cower, if we go along with it, it's over for our society. The moment we start, oh, we better not talk like that because we'll get fired, is the moment our country's gone. And I tell you, a hero, and we're going to have him with us for the rest of this hour, the next 50 minutes, and take your calls, is John Gilmore. We covered this last week, opinions on end of days, Illuminati, get man fired, and I learned that he just became a recent listener in the last month or so, a few weeks ago, and then interestingly enough, this all kind of happened around the same time. But he'd already been awake for a while. We're going to talk to him personally. Headed up the big cable and internet company, the main company there in Knoxville, Tennessee, Knology, or Knology, if I'm pronouncing that right. He was fired after he repeatedly appeared in local media espousing a belief in the coming apocalypse in a shadowy, all-powerful secret organization called the Illuminati. And on Infowars.com, we have two letters he wrote to the media. You know, tame stuff. This is believed by, I'd say, 30% of the American people, and 80% claim they're Christian, so I guess 80% believe this, so they're Christian. But are they really? They try to make him sound like a kook in here, but you can read what he wrote himself. Very well thought out, very serious. And they told him, you do one more interview, you're gone. And he said, I just can't morally do that when the TV station called him. And so they let him go. But he says he's a real gentleman. He's not here to beat up the company that he was the head of locally there. He's not here to do that. He's just here to talk about his ideas. But again, the founding fathers, most of them were wealthy, lost their farms, children. I mean, reading history of how many founding fathers would be away at war and their son or daughter would die of smallpox and they weren't there and they had to go fight a battle the next morning. You know, everything we've got is because of sacrifice. And the mere fact that they're now firing people and arresting people for talking about the New World Order shows we're beginning to hurt them. Let's now go to our guest who's been holding long enough. John Gilmore, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me on today.
You were the tell us about your position for the West Point, Georgia-based cable television and internet access provider, and you were their general manager there in Knoxville. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I was the general manager for Knowledge here in Knoxville for about 5 years. They provide cable, phone, and internet service to about 10 cities in the southeast. So really what happened, Alex, was about 6 months ago, like you and I were talking about, I kind of got awoken to a lot of these things, and I'd always been a kind of an end times Bible scholar. I was always very interested in it, and when I finally realized, through people like you, I started seeing some things about 9/11 that looked a little strange, but like most people, or a lot of people at that time, I was kind of blowing it off, and when I really started looking at it, myself and researching it, trying to prove you and everybody else wrong, I realized that you were more right than the official, government documents and everything that they were throwing out in the media and all that. And I started relating it to the Book of Revelation and realized that this Illuminati group, as you have said many times, really relates dead on to what the Bible tells us is the one world government in the end times, you know, the last days. And
they're really Satan's generals or his ringwraiths, his round table of evil.
Yeah, I mean, it was really, because I've read those things in the Bible, and I always thought, well, that'll happen sometime in the future. And it's really a wake-up call when you realize that, in all likelihood, all these things are going to come to pass in your lifetime. And it kind of really shook me up to the point where that became the most important thing in my life, and no longer did my job or those type, you know, wealth or any of those other things really matter so much. It was more doing what I could for God to get the word out to let people know what was really going on. So,
well,
that's,
you know,
kind of the short version.
The Bible says if you know the truth and don't warn people, their blood is on your hands.
And I came across that. You know, God leads you where you need to be and what you need to read. And I read that. And And as I was more and more was revealed to me, the more and more I realized I had to do what I could to get the word out, like you've been doing.
Well, the good news is, sir, things are changing. 10 years ago, we were anathema. 20 years ago, even more so. Now, I've likened it to selling snow cones in hell. People really, I'm finding, are starting to wake up.
Yeah, they really are. You know, a lot of people have said some of the things you've talked about, John. It sounds like, you know, in the days of Noah or Lot, or, you know, you keep warning people, nobody's really paying attention. But the difference is, this time around, like you've heard, and I know you've got a very big base of listeners, is that people are taking it seriously, and that you see the thousands of people in New York protesting during the Republican convention. I just saw your 9/11 DVD a couple of days ago. I mean, it's really been amazing to me that, you know, people that have been Christians or have been at one point really devout but have fallen off, this has really wakened a lot of people up and got them back into their faith.
And I think that has the establishment really getting scared.
And they're nervous. And I think I've got, you know, I've it's really interesting. I've seen a couple of unmarked vans, you know, that are you know, with the tinted windows and the no plates and all that really weird stuff that starts happening. You read about things like that, but you don't. You know, I've never been harassed or anything, but I just get the sense that once you start getting out there in the public eye, you start being watched. People start paying attention.
Well, especially prominent people. I mean, there's so many congressmen, so many you know, chief economists, so many prominent people. I mean, Bob Barr said, yeah, they could have martial law. It looks like that's going to probably happen. He said Bush is more anti-gun than Clinton. I mean, look, the facts are the facts. And there are thinking people left, John, people like yourself. And when it comes down to it, we're going to win this thing in the end with God's help. And it scares people. But I got to tell you, those cops who were sent to surveil or see if you're an extremist, they're going to check out what you're saying, John. They're going to find out it's true, and they're going to join us.
Yeah, that's what I tell you. Don't accept what I'm telling you, you know, just because I'm saying it. Research it yourself. That's the only way that I was able to really believe myself. I mean, everybody needs to look into it, do their own research. And with the Internet and everything else that's out there, there's much more information at our fingertips than there ever was before. So there's no reason not to.
Well, I know you don't want to specifically get into it, but, I mean, how did all this happen? You decided to start going public. Run through that for us, John.
Well, really what happened was, I learned about these things, and I felt like God was telling me to, what's the quickest way to get things out there? So I wrote a letter, and I sent it to my friends and family, which was really tough for me at the time, because I've always been a very, you know, quiet, never one to really get out there and get my beliefs, you know, publicly. So I sent it out to my friends and family, and that caused a lot of discussion, a lot of good discussion. And then, about a month later, I ended up writing a second letter based on some things that were going on in my life and some things that I felt were being revealed to me. And then, I was in an MBA program at UT, and I happened to, one of my friends there, was a manager at the local paper. So I sent it to him about, I don't know, it was probably 2 or 3 months ago, and nothing really happened about it. So I figured out, well, you know, life goes on. And then about a week, first week in November, he handed it off to an editor who decided they wanted to run a story on it. So really the way it went that week is that Friday, first week in November, I was interviewed by a local reporter who then the following Tuesday put it in the paper. And then that Thursday I was on the local news, 6 o'clock news broadcast. And then Friday morning I was on a local popular radio station in Atlanta. And then Saturday I was on the front page of the news because I had been, I basically resigned from my job, that Friday. And then Monday I had a follow-up, interview on radio in Atlanta. So within that 1 week period, I was in all types of media in multiple cities. It was really kind of crazy, but,
Well, now the AP's comment on this is that you were fired, but I guess they just said you can't work here because you're doing this, and you just said, okay, I resign.
That's it.
That was nice of you.
Yeah, well, you know, I didn't want to turn it into this me versus them thing. I wanted to make sure that people understood that the whole reason I was doing this was to get the information out there, and I felt like God was calling me to do that.
When we get back, I want to hear how this progressed, and I've only seen a few of the news articles how they tried to make you know, in a way, sound kooky, but it was done subtly. But I want to see if you agree with that take I have, because you've seen the whole of the reportage, so you've got a more balanced view on it. Stay with us. And then coming up the next segment after that, folks, I'm going to just throw some news items out at John and get his take on it. And we'll also take your calls. And we've got loaded phones. Take your calls. 1-800-259-9231. Opinions on end of days, Illuminati, get man fired. Well, supposedly 80% of America's Christian Are they going to fire 80% of us?
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Bible forecasts signs to let us know that we're in the last days? The book of Revelation says that world travel quickly and efficiently would be one sign, and also knowledge would increase. Knowledge is doubling every 2.5 years in the electronic industry. We'd like to help you understand more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Your calls are coming up. We're talking to John Gilmore. He headed up the major cable and internet company in Knoxville, Tennessee. He was general manager, and they basically told him to leave if he kept talking about the one world government and the Illuminati and 9/11. John, how many TV shows, how many radio shows, how many news articles were written in the last few weeks about this?
Alex, I would say probably, I know a Memphis paper picked it up. I actually got a call from a woman in Las Vegas who saw it out there, so I'd say anywhere from 5 to 6 articles that I know about. And the local CBS affiliate had a news segment twice.
How did they frame it?
They framed it, actually, it wasn't as negative as I originally thought. I was pretty prepared for, you know, being called a kind of kooky, but, it actually was very serious. And when I was on the radio in Atlanta during drive time, they put me on for about 15 minutes during some of the biggest, you know, travel time, in Atlanta. It was all very serious. I think people, when you talk to them about this, when they really start looking at it, there's no joking, you know, there's no negative, because it's, you know, when you tell people, okay, go find the plane to hit the Pentagon, and nobody can anywhere, you know, people start scratching their head, and then they start asking you more questions instead of, you know, just immediately trying to shoot you down. So,
well, there's a lot of other facets to 9/11, like, why did Larry Silverstein say he blew up Building 7? Why
right.
were there blast points going off? Why did it collapse as a controlled demolition?
Exactly.
Why did public officials get calls not to fly to New York the night before?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you mentioned the San Francisco mayor got a call on September 10th not to fly to New York the next day. I mean, it's when you really start reading about these things and telling people about them. Initially, some people may give you a little grief about it, but I can't tell you how many people have come back to me within a week or two and very very serious, when they were kind of joking when I first talked to them, very serious, and they were like, this kind of changes your whole perspective on what reality is right now, and it really does. When you realize that your government isn't really protecting you and your military is controlled by those same people, it's a sobering fact to learn.
Well, that's the thing. I'm not against the individual troops, or I'm
right.
sure there's some nice ones trying to help people. It's that it's built on a lie, where they're over a lie, and then at the same time, they want to go into even more countries.
Yeah, we're just all being deceived to the point, you know, and the Bible tells us that we're during the end times, the level of deception is going to be huge. And then, you know, many are going to be deceived, and it's both our military, people in the military, it's me, it's everybody that goes about their daily lives, and you're working hard, and you think you're providing well for your family. All the while, there's this evil influence throughout the world that's growing more powerful. And it's sobering. It really is sobering when you find that out. And initially it's depressing, but then you get this resolve, like you want to do something about it.
Well, what are you doing now that you're... what are you going to do financially now that you don't have your general manager job?
Well, fortunately, I think the Lord's kind of built up my finances. I'm not one of those people who's living, you know, paycheck to paycheck. I just got an MBA at the University of Tennessee, and depending on how things go over the next few weeks, my plan is to find another source of income in January. So... I'm not really fretting over that too much.
You know, they told you to leave, though. It's funny that supposedly most Christians believe George Bush is basically Jesus and that everything's fine and Skull and Bones is Christian. And they don't believe in world government, but in the Bible, all it talks about is world government. I mean, how do they square that? How do they say you're fired or you have to resign because you're talking about a one world government? But then that's the view of, supposedly it should be the view of 80% of the American people.
Yeah, I think the problem is a lot of people are like me. I consider myself a Christian, but you always think that all those things always happen in the future and that a one world government will come, but it's just not going to come in my lifetime. And I think what I found, and I think a lot of people are finding out now, is that most likely it is going to happen during our lifetime, a lot sooner than we had originally thought. And while the people that I work for at Knowledge, I think I know for a fact a couple of them are, you know, seriously looking into these things. They obviously don't believe in it as much as I do. But I think what you're going to see, Alex, is over the next, you know, year or two, I think you're going to see more and more people really starting to understand what's going on today. And hopefully, you know, people like that really get the word out like me aren't fired for things like this.
Well, there's a saying that I've beaten to the ground, Mark Twain quote, in the beginning a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared and scorned, but in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot.
Right. Well, and the thing is, if I hadn't been fired, would I be on your show? Would I have gotten as much media attention? And the focus needs to be on what's happening. I'm one part of it, but it needs to be focused on what's going on, God's plan for us, and what's going on according to the Book of Revelation, how it all relates.
Well, I want to come back and take calls, and they'll be all over the map, but this is the map we're talking about, the New World Order program. But I want to talk about specifically some of the things you wrote in these letters that we posted on Infowars.com. I want to go over where you see things going. I want to get your view on that.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said, we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
To arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway. So watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol. Well, you'll know me when you see me because my door's painted white.
All right, we're back live, folks. Let me just share this with John Gilmore, who I just really appreciate. I always talk about how more prominent people need to go public. I mean, I've talked on the hike and bike trail to the former Speaker of the House here in Texas, who's now a gigantic lobbyist, and he goes, hey, Alex, I know all about the New World Order. Hell, we all watch your show. We know that's how things really are, and it's all happening. But, you know, we don't like it, but you just got to try to be part of it to be able to survive it. Or these other good old boys will sit there and make jokes when I talk to them or I see them when I'm out fishing or something. You know, back at a restaurant or something on the lake once a month when I take off a few hours. And I talk to other prominent people. I talk to just a lot of folks that are in the government, out of the government. I've talked to people high level in the Democratic Party, Republican Party. You know, I'm not a name dropper, folks, but I know a lot of people. And they all know it. Could we get congressman after congressman, could we get former German defense ministers and members of the Blair government on to say there's a one-world government and they're setting up martial law and they're going to enslave us and take our guns? Bob Barr last week. The point is this stuff's really happening. And the way I woke up is I was going to the local university here in Austin, and they were teaching me America was bad, world government was good, guns were evil, the family was evil. And then I'd go turn on the news, and they were going, there's kooks and evil people that believe in a one world government, and they're bad. And there were all these government documents on it. And I was always a big reader of the news, and I thought, wait a minute, I'm being taught world government's good. This is 12 years ago, 13 years ago. I guess sort of waking up really about 14 years ago, but really waking up there in my last couple of years of college. And I thought, this is crazy. I mean, they're teaching me one world government, but then if I'm for it, world government exists and is good. But the minute I say it's bad, it doesn't exist and I'm insane. And again, we have footage of Abby Newman pulled over side of the road, naval veteran, no criminal record, pocket constitution, one of my videos, cops take her to jail. They're on their own squad car video going, these videos may be illegal. Just anything that says the government might be bad is illegal. They don't believe it's America anymore. How did they get so brainwashed? It was like overnight. I mean, just 10, 20 years ago, people knew that cops arresting you for your political views was the Soviet Union. It isn't America. And so I woke up just because they were openly pushing world government. This stuff is not hidden, but we have a general public. I played that clip from Australian TV of them interviewing Americans on the street where they go, where's Iran? They think it's Australia. Who do you want to attack? Seven countries. Who? I don't know their names. Just kill them all. You don't know their names. You just want to kill them all. I mean, the Nazis weren't that overtly running around foaming at the mouth. They at least knew who they were trying to kill. The Soviets knew. America, it is like it is a palsy of evil. Just a seizing of everyone that has taken place. And it's getting worse and worse. And I know I'm ranting. Do you have any comments on what I was just saying, John?
No, I agree with a lot of what you're saying there, Alex. I think a lot of people, they'll talk about the one world government and things that are going on. But as soon as you start, you know, giving a negative view of it, you do tend to get a lot of flack. That's just the way it works right now.
Well, where do you see all this going? I've read over much of the two lengthy letters you wrote, and we posted them. But how do you see this playing out? I mean, when did you click and go, this is the Antichrist beast world government system that I'm looking at?
It was probably about 5 or 6 months ago. When I really started looking at a lot of these things and doing a lot of research on my own, doing a lot of Bible study, and realized that it's not just the Book of Revelation. In the New Testament, it talks about a lot of signs that you're entering the last days. And I, the more I looked around, I just realized that we are in those times. Now, what's going to happen in the future? That's a difficult thing to say. I mean, I know I've people in Knoxville know that I thought that something was going to happen on November 11th of this year, and I still feel something pretty horrible is going to happen to this country, and it could happen. I think it's imminent. But what I think is going to happen, I think you're going to see some type of terrorist attack on multiple cities that basically takes us out of our prominence. You know, I think most scholars of the New World Government, New World Order, when you read the Book of Revelation, the New Testament, realize that for Bible prophecy to come to pass, most people believe, and I believe with them, that the European Union is what is must rise, and we must decline as a power. And I think that's one of the things that's going to happen.
Well, I'll say this. There's been lots of dates we hear about and lots of times the globalists could launch operations, but
right.
By exposing their problem, reaction, solution paradigm of thinking, we can get a reprieve to wake even more people up. And when you see the abortion numbers dropping, when you see 70% of youth being against abortion, those numbers switching, when you see all these people now, people are repenting. People are saying no to a lot of things. You're not going to hear that on the nightly news, though. I think we've already been given reprieves, my friend.
I think there's some of that. I think that's one of the reasons I was on the air in Atlanta that day. They happened to put me on November 11th, the day that I thought something was going to happen. I think that's what God is giving us all, a test of some type. I don't know all of it, but I do know there's a test of faith out there, and that, you know, 9/11 happening is a warning. I think a lot of people would say, well, I'm not so sure that's a warning from God. I'm not sure about all these things that are going on. But when you see our weather, you know, we had a city destroyed this year, you know, and really start thinking about that, and then you read about in the Bible, these things have all happened in the Bible for countries that have fallen away from Him and that have followed, you know, evil or all the things that Satan throws at us.
What happens is God lifts his hedge of protection,
yep.
And then the devilish forces swoop in to carry out their programs, but yep. Even their program is all part of the grand design.
Yeah, it is. It is. We can talk about the one world government and fighting against it, but you know, the Book of Revelation says it does happen. I think our goal, Alex, is to get the word out to as many people as we can, Christians and non-Christians, bring as many people to our Heavenly Father as we can, and those that may have fallen away from their faith, hopefully this is something that gets them back focused on God again, because all these things are happening for a reason.
Well, I'll say this. You know, I have a secular radio show, but I don't make a secret of the fact that I'm a Christian. But regardless,
yeah.
Even if you're a criminologist, I mean, I had two articles last week of men abducting children to kill them in sacrifices. Those were mainstream news articles. This is going on in America. Why do so many psychopaths believe in the devil? Why do so many psychopaths have delusions they're doing it for Satan? Why do elites throughout history worship horned gods and commit sacrifices? Why is our elite going to Bohemian Grove and Skull and Bones in their own autobiographies saying that they're engaging in druidic rites? Because they believe in it.
Oh, yeah, there's spiritual warfare going on, and you're either on one side or the other. And if you're not doing anything, then you know Jesus told us you're not on his side if you're just kind of on the sidelines watching.
Well, it's actually worse. You get spit out of his mouth.
Oh yeah, you know you and most people don't realize it. You know, I think, and I noticed you've got some Matrix references on your website, Alex, and I think that's true. You know, and I talk about that a little bit. I've talked to some friends about that. You know, you're born into a world at war, but you don't know it. You know, spiritual warfare is going all around you, but you don't really know it until someday somebody offers you the red pill and offers you the chance to wake up, and that's what happens. That's what happened to me about 6 months ago. And then you're faced with the question, what are you going to do about it? Are you just going to live the life you lived before and get steamrolled by this whole thing, or are you going to stand up for it?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of
time to stand.
There's a lot of evil people, though, that take the red pill and decide to join it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So but like you said many times in just the time we've been talking here, you know, you've got to stand up for it, and you've got to make some sacrifices for it. You know, that's one thing the Bible says, is that as a true Christian, you're going to make sacrifices. You're going to be persecuted, but God expects us to stand up for him, and that's what
he's
told me.
Well, you know, I personally was told to stop talking about Waco Massacre. I was told to stop talking about the urban warfare martial law drills. And I was interviewing police chiefs who'd thrown the army out of their town. It wasn't like I was out on my own.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and this was back in 1999. I was told, shut up or you're fired. It was even in the paper that I had the highest talk radio ratings in that time slot of the four talk stations. I got a lot of advertising money. My little show was bringing in a lot of money for the local station. And they just said, shut up or you're fired. And they got off on firing me. And I'm not glad to hear this, but the people that fired me basically are the equivalent of dishwashers today, and I'm reaching 500 times that number.
Mm-hmm.
So I was happy to be fired. As soon as that happened, though, so many other doors opened.
Yep. And then that's kind of what I was – that was the choice that I had. You know, if I had said, no, I'm going to stay where I'm at and not get fired and stop talking about these things, then what is it? I'm just making some money, living a life all the while this evil thing's going on. And I just felt like it was time for me to get in the game. I felt like that's what God was telling me to do, and that's what I've done. And because of that, you know, a lot of people have probably heard about these things that otherwise wouldn't have, not just in East Tennessee, but in Atlanta, you know, out west. I mean, it was in Sunday's paper in Memphis a few weeks ago. So, just by me doing that, I think has woken a lot of people up, and that's to me, it's a small price to pay.
Your next letter ought to be about all these phony Christians telling us again that George Bush is somehow this divine creature.
Well, you know, and that's something I've looked at, because I voted for Bush twice before I really started looking into these things. But then the one thing, and I would tell anybody who's still on the fence about that, I know it's a very difficult thing to come into, but you got to look at how is he living his life and what is he doing. Decisions he's making, not what he's saying, but what he's doing, because that's what Jesus tells us to do. And he's ran up more debt for this country than anybody in the history of this country. Is he really a humble person? He fires people that aren't on board with him completely. It seems like he steamrolls a lot of people. He's sanctioned torture. We've invaded other countries. And most of all, what really stood out to me, and this was the kicker for me, was I really looked into Skull and Bones like I know you have, and the satanic rituals that are a part of that, there's no way anybody who is a Christian could be any way associated with those things. So in the end, that along with all the things that happened on 9/11 led me to believe that I just can't trust the man anymore.
Well, then I've had national Christian talk show hosts accuse me of being the devil for exposing Skull and Bones. I mean, just as early as 5 years ago, it didn't exist, and I was making it up. Now they say, oh, that was when he was a 22-year-old man, 21-year-old man. He isn't part of it now. But then he won't. He says it's so secret he can't talk about it, and he goes to Bohemian Grove where they worship Moloch.
Oh, yeah, I've read about that, too. I realize you've done some research into that, too. And they do that. They do that, was it once a year? Or?
Yeah, once a year.
Once a year they go out there. And to me, what's more important, your faith in God and your Christian beliefs or this secret satanic society, if you're not going to talk about
it? Well, I mean, give me a break, folks. I mean, it's like, should we, like Bush, he says he's Christian, but he also goes to a devil worship session. Well, maybe, I mean, it's so obvious, his real religion. And again, folks, that's the point for atheists out there. You may not believe in God. The point is, they do.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had atheists go, I don't get into that because I don't believe in that. Regardless, they do. I mean, do you see the point I'm trying to make? That the elite, this is what governs them. We have to look at it just from a sociological point of view.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, and what bothers me is that, you know, people at high levels of government will tell you what you want to hear to get elected, to do the things that they want to do, when in fact there's other reasons for it, you know. And the whole Bohemian thing out there, was it Sonoma Valley, I think?
Yes.
Where it's located. I mean, that's a really, really scary, scary thing when you realize some of the high-level guys in your officials in your government are going to things like that. I mean, because that's just pure evil stuff. I mean, and that's what, those types of things are really what woke me up and led me to believe that we're in those times where, you know, Satan is growing more powerful in the world and is controlling more people at the highest levels of our government. So
I agree. Let's take some calls. Pat, right. And then Dave and Don and Ray and Fred. Pat in Ohio. Go ahead, Pat.
Yes. I got a question for your guests. Hello to both of you, first of all.
Hi.
President Bush, you know, some people are saying, well, like you were saying earlier, he's not in it anymore. And I talked to you a few weeks ago, Alex, when you said
well,
that
I was saying,
no longer...
Well, I was saying people say that. That's not true.
Right.
He is involved.
Right.
Okay. He's appointed 12 members of Skull and Bones to high-level positions.
Okay. But he's not going to Bohemian anymore.
No, no. He doesn't go. They never go while they're president.
Right. Okay. That's what I want to... And that's basically the question I had. Is he still going?
Well, Bush Sr. didn't go while he was president, and then he did the year after. They don't go because that'll draw too much attention to
it. That's what I thought.
No.
Right.
Thanks for the call, Pat. You want to comment on that, John?
No, I think you're dead on. That's all the things that I've researched as well. I think what's been amazing to me, and you mentioned Bush Sr., is that even when the tsunami hit earlier, there was George Bush giving a press conference talking about, you know, the current president. And then in the background, you had George Sr. and Bill Clinton just kind of standing there. And they've been, you know, kind of prominent, but nobody ever really says what they're doing. That's kind of bothered me a little bit.
Well, sucking that money into their big fat
bank account. Yeah, you know, it's like somebody else is pulling the strings behind the scenes and kind of keeping them in the forefront for some reason, which I haven't figured out yet. But
Dave in California, you're on the air, Dave.
Hey, Alex, long time no see.
Hi.
This is Northern California. And Mr. Gilmore, I salute you for giving up a high position. That puts you in a pretty rare bunch of people.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
That's all right. Keep up the good work. I just have one question for both of you, and that's about the ongoing child abduction type stuff. And what I'm particularly interested in right now is Hunter S. Thompson. I understand that... the gun that he supposedly killed himself with didn't have a second shell in the chamber. Had you heard that, Alex?
I had heard that, and I did confirm with major Canadian newspaper reporters that he was friends with and had talked to, that he was going to do a big story about the Bushies and that, and we know that about the Bushies and their gay porn stars in there, and that Thompson got his head blown off right after that happened.
Yeah, the whole story sounds kind of hinky the more I look at it. I got one more little thing for you, Alex. Just on the bright side, I started screaming about 9/11 the day it happened, and of course during those days, I mean, you were the devil if you started to say anything. It looked weird about 9/11, Although you see now that just about everybody I talk to will at least listen, and a lot of people will say, "Oh, yeah, you know, that does look kind of weird." So that's a positive thing, and there's a bit of information that you might be interested in. There's a fellow on the internet, you can look it up, as Ghost Gun, who's been researching the look of the videos and the still pictures that were taken during the second plane hit of 9/11, and the wings, the deformity of the wings, and weird glitches in the video itself, and also what appears to be manipulation of the images from all the different sources. Something to look at. For
all right, thank you. We're out of time. I would just tell people, I don't know how I can do this, but listen, everybody wants to always cover what's sexy. You know, laser beams, holograms, all this stuff, no plane in the Pentagon. Fine. What about public officials warned not to fly? What about NORAD standing now? What about those hundreds of points? Larry Silverstein saying he blew it up. I mean, if I'm a prosecutor, I'm going to go after the things I can totally prove.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The 10 unanswered questions, which have been answered, about 9/11. These aren't the 10 I'd pick. I mean, a few of them are. But I just want to be able to get our guest back up in the near future to update us on, as things develop. And, of course, he's John Gilmore. We really appreciate him coming on today. John, do you have a website or anything yet?
No, I don't. I posted my letters on a blog, Alex, but I really haven't started a website or anything yet. That's probably the next thing I'm planning
to do.
Well,
if you do, we'd love to link to it. Let's take a few more calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Don in Kansas City. Don, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, we don't get the first hour here in Kansas City, so I don't know if you covered this or not. But I came across an article on the web last night. I think it was through Capitol Hill Blue, published on Saturday. Did
about,
you see that?
Yeah, about saying that Bush said the Constitution's a GD piece of paper.
Exactly. And I tell you, I can't believe if that wasn't a trial balloon, probably his father behind it, to see what the reaction of the country would be. And if we don't give an earful to our congressmen and our senators during this Christmas vacation about this thing, we probably deserve what we're going to get.
Well, Capitol Hill Blue exposed Bill Clinton, broke so many stories. It's a little paper of record up there on the Hill. And everything they've reported on has always turned out to be true. They have inside sources. They reported how Bush is throwing fits and running around screaming, and now that's even been in the New York Daily News. And, yeah, they're reporting that in a big cabinet meeting with a bunch of other people, you know, around the big table, they said, sir, we can't do this. The Constitution, the people are resisting it. And he said, I am the president. I'm the commander-in-chief, GD. It's just a GD piece of it was a lot more than just GD paper. And he goes, I'll do what I want. So there's your loving Christian.
Well, I'd say if we don't take some action on this, I mean, we really deserve this. I mean, I want to know why someone didn't stand up in that meeting and say, okay, when do the impeachment proceedings start? And the guy took an oath to defend and protect the Constitution of the United States.
No, I hear you. That's in the stack of stuff. It's up on Infowars.com. People want to go read about it. But it was posted over the weekend, and it's just unbelievable. Thanks for the call. You want to comment on that, John?
No, I really haven't looked into it. I haven't heard much about that, Alex.
Have you read the stories where Bush throws the fits and runs around screaming?
No, I haven't read that at all, actually.
Yeah, it's even been in mainstream papers. It's confirmed.
he just gets upset and starts screaming?
Yeah, but I don't mean just like going, oh, you know, and throwing a book across the room or something like
wow.
Most people might do every couple of years or something. I mean, I guess I've done that a few times, but just frothing and screaming for hours on end.
I'll have to look that up. I haven't read much about that.
Let's go ahead and talk to Ray in Delaware. Ray, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Hi, Ray.
Hey, John.
Hey, Ray.
You made my day.
What's that?
You made my day.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
I've been depressed all morning, but it's such a breath of fresh air to see Christians waking up to what's going on.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons I've done what I'm going to do, and I think God's getting the word out, man.
Yeah, I called Alex on Friday, and I told him you can find the truth if you look for leaks.
Yeah.
And you know where to look. And once you know the plan, it all becomes, it's reaffirmed every day.
Well, I'll tell you why the media picked up on this. They want to create a chilling effect. You talk about this, you get fired, but it's not going to work.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you my weekend, and this is a good example for people, and you should do it too, John. This weekend, I was able to watch a whole program by the writer of the New Pearl Harbor, David Ray Griffith. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, he is.
No, I don't. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know, the 47 pillars that were shipped to
China. The reason
China.
I say that is because in one of your articles you wrote, John, you mentioned him.
That's right.
You know what? Stay there. Listen, we only got a few more minutes with our guest. I'm going to hold the other one off about five, but you're going to have to move real quick, Ray. I'm going to give you about 30 seconds on the other side, and we're going to talk to Fred in Indiana. And then we got our next guest coming up. So we got to move quick here. Hope our guest can stay five more minutes with us. We'll be right back with the third hour. Be sure and get all the new videos at Infowars.com.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.